This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown. I'm proud to have as my co-host. You hear that? I'm proud to have as my
co-host.
Yes,
you are.
Mark Hanfa, Pacific Private Money, one of California's fastest growing mortgage investment firms. And I'm proud also to have Patty Cohen.
Prouder.
Pacific Union International.
Thank you.
Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for three tanning certificates given away during this show. Those certificates are not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Again, today's trivia theme is just random trivia. You got to keep everyone
random.
In suspense.
We just found it lying in the corner.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Patty, what do you got for us today?
Well, it's a hot market, and it's all over the Bay Area. It's interesting in that the first 2 months of the year were out of control in terms of multiple offers and, you know, 14 offers on whatever and 10% over asking all over the Bay Area. Now, caveat is it depends on the price and it depends on where. Mm-hmm. But part of why that happened is that it rained so much and sellers were not in the game. They were waiting till they looked pretty in the spring. And buyers sat on the sidelines last half of the year while they were distracted by the election. So that's part of it. And we are still sort of in a kind of schizophrenic market because on one level, that's still continuing. But as more properties come on the market and as buyer demand gets absorbed partially, we have a situation where some properties that we're, this is the week right now. This is the week where, oh, I saw five or six properties last week that I thought were going to get the multiple offers and they had their offer date and they're still here. So it may be that they will go this week at full price and all the buyers got afraid really that they didn't want to bid it up 20%. So the idea is if you see a good property that you like, make an offer as long as it's priced correctly and sellers time to get out because the market is shifting and it's really important to be out there now and sell your house now.
Well, you're right about the timing, Patty, because I've got a house that I went in with one of my rehab clients as a kind of a joint venture equity partner with him, and we remodeled a home in Oakland and got it on the market early February. And we were actually surprised that the offers didn't come in as high as we thought, but we picked what we thought was the best offer, strong financial statement, good lender, and we're in contract. In fact, we're supposed to close now in another week. But kind of in the midst of that contract, they did ask for a significant reduction in price. When interestingly enough, the appraisal didn't come in as high as the purchase price. And I read the appraisal. I thought it was wrong. They didn't actually use comps from nearby condos. But anyway, make a long story short, they asked for a reduction. And the realtor said to me, you know, I've gotten a whole bunch of calls on this property recently. If we hold tight and they balk and cancel, we'll probably get a higher price for it.
And now, do you let the buyer know that?
Well, I told them, so we countered much less than the deduction they wanted, and they took it.
That's good.
Okay.
Well, one barometer of how things are going is how are the stagers doing? Are they busy? And how are the transaction coordinators doing? So my transaction, I had a deal fall through in Bellmer and Keys. It was my listing, and love this. Wells Fargo pre-approved them, and then with 20% down, and 1 week into it, or a couple days into it, the guy should retire. He's saying, oh, I think you're going to have to put more down. A week later, when we hounded him every single day, he said, you need to put an additional $200,000 down. And this was a pre-approval.
Wow.
So she can't do it. It's over. But my transaction coordinator said, oh, my God, another one. There's so many falling out right now. So it's a shifting kind of market. I don't want to be an alarmist at all, but it's shifting and it has been shifting.
Well, and the falling out would be, wouldn't that normally be for financing issues, well, or is it a myriad of
a lot of things? Sometimes it's cold feet, I paid too much, or I saw something better, or there's I am in this, but I'm not going to be putting, I don't want any surprises with inspections, and there are surprises, so they move on.
Well, and that was the reason why I decided to take the bird in the hand. So, you know, even
always,
with my agent telling me, you know, I could probably get you another, you know, 30 to 50,000 on that. That sounds really good, mm-mm, but you know, it could be another 30 to 45 days. I could use the money now and redeploy it. So I just decided, look, you know, we'll just take the bird.
And there's no guarantee.
And there's no guarantee. That's
exactly
the
right.
main
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, because the new buyer could do the same thing to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's really cool. So, you know, I know the weather certainly here in the Bay Area played a major factor in February being really slow among realtors and mortgage brokers and other private money lenders like Pacific Private Money, who were complaining about how slow business was.
And you know, I think
it's
individual.
Our loan applications were way down in February. Now that's actually turned around. I mean, the last 2 weeks, our phones have been ringing off the hook. So our pipeline is fat and full again, and my employees are getting nervous. And that's a good
that's
thing.
That's a good thing.
I like
and
them
when,
on their
when
toes.
When we come back, you've got a great story to share with the audience.
So I'm about to put my 10th sale in escrow.
Nice.
Today.
Whoa. Well, that's awesome. Okay. Want to make a quick mention here for the Yosemite Gold Country Lodge, which has been called by guests a hidden gem, a beautiful place, and a great place with a down-home country charm. Give them a call at 209-878-3400 or go to ygclodge.com. All right. Here's our first trivia question. Which 1865 classic novel features a thief trying to bury his past and become a respectable mayor, but the police inspector won't let him? All right, you guys will know this once if you don't know it now. All right, that's our question. Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question. Here it is again. Which 1865 classic novel features a thief trying to bury his past and become a respectable mayor, but the police inspector won't let him? All right, don't touch that dial. The Best Investing will be right back with a very interesting story that Mark's got for us.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
A trip to the beautiful Sonoma wine country is all about enjoying delicious food, drinking amazing wines, and most of all, relaxing with the one you love. And the perfect spot to do all three? The Glen Ellen Inn. Located in the heart of the Sonoma Valley, is celebrating its 20th year in business. The Glen Ellen Inn Oyster Grill and Martini Bar features French-inspired cooking. The restaurant has more wine than any tasting room, with more than 600 boutique hard-to-find wines, as well as a full bar. And since the Glen Ellen Inn secret cottages are just steps away, stay the night and enjoy your own private fireplace and jacuzzi tub for a truly romantic getaway. GlenEllenInn.com.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Yosemite Gold Country Lodge has been called by guests a hidden gem, a beautiful place, and a great place with down-home country charm. A stay at Yosemite Gold Country Lodge means that you'll be in the historical Gold District, close to Yosemite. In addition to complimentary Wi-Fi, each room is equipped with a fireplace, and you could take advantage of the spa tub and a complimentary continental breakfast. Call 209-878-3400. Or go to ygclodge.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hahn and Patty Cohen. First trivia question was, which 1865 classic novel features a thief trying to bury his past and become a respectable mayor, but the police inspector won't let him?
I'm guessing Pink Panther?
No.
Okay. I thought it might not be old enough.
Les Miserables, Les Miserables by Victor Hugo. See,
I guess I'm just not a literary follower.
Listen, if it's not Panther. Harold and the Purple Crayon, I don't know it. That was my favorite book. I also want to make a quick mention here for the Weingarten Children's Center, which if your child can't hear or speak, where do you go? That's the place you go. Weingarten Children's Center. They provide innovative and effective therapy and education services to children. Very, very good organization. They have a special golf tournament, too, Monday, April 17th, hosted at the exclusive Peninsula Golf and Country Club in San Mateo. Check them out because dinner's included. Buy your tickets or support them at listenspeaklearn.org.
Nice.
Okay, so, Mark, we told the audience when we came back here you had a great story.
So, I'm Mark Humph, broker and president of Pacific Private Money. We're a private money real estate lender. We're non-bank real estate lender. Alternative financing is what some people refer to us as. Or, there's a new term that's been coined lately, marketplace lender. In fact, a lot of these new fintech and other internet startups refer to themselves as marketplace lenders. We would be referred to as a regional marketplace lender because we really concentrate and focus on Northern California. We're not looking to be nationwide. But people call us as a plan B when plan A fails, or if they're just not bank financeable, we are one of the few private resources for a consumer loan on an owner-occupied home. Why the distinction between consumer? Well, the lending laws nowadays are heavily weighted in favor of the consumer. But if you're a real estate investor and you're buying property to fix and flip, there are all kinds of private lenders that will loan to you. In fact, that's the most competitive area of lending right now is the investment purpose or business purpose fix and flip type of lending. Lenders are falling all over themselves to lend to that group because the regulations are very, very low. It's lightly regulated. Whereas on the consumer side, you need to have additional licensing. There's additional underwriting guidelines. You have to have specialty software. You have to comply with TRID and a myriad of other regulations, all designed to prevent those predatory lending practices as defined by the government, by the way, which they say resulted or helped be the catalyst for the financial market meltdown in 2008. So for better or worse, we are an environment where getting consumer financing to purchase a home loan, if you can't get it by the banks, there are very few private companies you can go to. Pacific Private Money is one of them. So I have a story here that's kind of interesting, and this is the first time I have heard this scenario. So I get a call. In fact, this was referral from our friend here, Patty Cohen. She's working with a client, and they are looking to buy a home. And they have 50% down to buy a home in the Bay Area. And we love that. That's a very low loan-to-value situation. I asked about their income. Their income is very strong, very, very strong. I was surprised at the number that they shared with me. They want to buy a house for and put 50% down. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is that income comes from a trust. The person is currently not working, and that money comes from a trust. Well, I don't do conventional financing, so I don't actually know why, you know, in the banking world that, they can't look at that kind of money. And if Rob were here, or Ed Diaz from Movement Mortgage, our other co-host, they could probably tell me what the challenge is there. But I just thought, well, yeah, absolutely, we could help you do that loan. So we're going to help this person purchase the loan by providing them with financing. And we're also going to help them find a source for lower rate or conventional financing, because I have to believe that there's a resource out there that they can go to. But I do understand that person probably wouldn't be able to buy a house or go enter into a contract to buy a house with that scenario, because it might be one of those situations where it might take 60 or 90 days or maybe even longer to qualify under that situation. So again, you know, that is similar to kind of other situations that we get, like maybe we get probate situations where siblings are looking. One sibling wants to buy the parents' home. They're no longer alive. The other sibling wants to sell. Usually those are situations where bank financing is typically not an option. Another one that we're getting a lot lately is people are exercising options to purchase property, and they got into those options maybe 3 or 4 years ago at a very, very low strike price. The strike price is the contract price that you enter into at the time you get that option. And we did one recently for a family that entered into an option in 2012 to purchase a home. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but we were essentially able to make them really high loan to value on that because the appraisal came in significantly higher than the contract price.
Loan to cost.
Right. So we made a loan to cost of about 90%. So we gave 90% financing to exercise that option because the loan to value was below 70%, which is our usual threshold. So anyway, for more information about how you might be able to take advantage of the less restrictions that we're still restricted at Pacific Private Money in terms of how we paper the loans and the disclosures, et cetera. We still, you know, we're still bound by anti-predatory lending practices, but we do say yes when the banks say no, or let's just say we can say yes when the banks say no. And all you have to do is give us a call and tell us about your situation over the phone. And we can generally tell you in a conversation, a short conversation, whether we can do the loan or not. We can give you a very fast yes and conversely a very fast no. We don't waste your time. We're not going to put you through this whole process and drag you along and then tell you 30, 60, 90 days into it that, oh, I'm sorry, we can't do it for you. We make money by being nimble and fast and
friendly.
We're fast, friendly, and reliable. Those are our three promises.
Didn't George from It's a Wonderful Life from Bailey Banks or something he had the same kind of attitude, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Friendly, fast, friendly, and reliable.
That's right.
Just give us a chance.
That's right. Go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. All our info is on there, phone numbers, faces, addresses. We hide nothing. We open the kimono.
Open the kimono.
We bear all. PacificPrivateMoney.com for more information on how you can get financing when the bank says no. If you're a real estate professional, either a realtor or mortgage broker, you need to know that there are companies like Pacific Private Money out there that can and will do consumer purchase financing. Many of you out there believe it can't be done and have been told by people in our industry that it can't be done. It's not true. Don't believe it. Give us a call at Pacific Private Money, 415-883-2150.
All right. When we come back, we got a very interesting email for Patty. It has to do with Zillow and pricing the house. Mm-hmm. That'll be very good. I want to make a quick mention here to my friends at hightechscreensandshades.com. Call Rick at 415-328-4613. You know, when it gets really hot, I got these awesome shades. And my PG&E bill goes down.
Nice. Wow.
Because it covers the, just like these that
That's
I have in the
great.
Office here. Yeah, it doesn't. I'm saving oodles of money on my PG&E.
And we know you love to save money.
We know I love to save money. So call Rick at 415-328-4613 and give him a call and see what he can do for you at hightechscreenandshades.com. All right. So here is our second trivia question. And it is, can you name three other presidents besides Clinton whose first name was William? All right? Call 888-912-1190. You got to think about that one. Write them down. Three other presidents besides Clinton whose first name was William. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150. Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Hanf and Patty Cohen. Second trivia question. Can you name three other presidents besides Clinton whose first name was William? Mark, who's your favorite president?
William Howard Taft.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, that's one of them. I mean, in this world, how many people's favorite president was Taft? All I remember is he weighed over 300 pounds. That's the only thing I know about him. And it was, what, 1919? Okay. Who are the other two Williams?
I don't
know. One remember. Of them got assassinated.
Oh, Harrison.
No, nope.
William Harrison.
Okay, William Henry Harrison, he was the shortest living president, okay. 1 month,
right. But he didn't
in
get
1841.
Shot.
He died of a cold.
Oh, my God.
And William McKinley.
Oh, McKinley.
Yes. Yeah,
there
yeah,
you
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So, Patty, before we do, I do want to make another quick mention here for the Glen Ellen Inn. You ever been there?
Oh, I'd love to
isn't
go
that,
there.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so a getaway to the wine country is the perfect way to relax this winter. The Glen Ellen Oyster Bar and Grill. Also, it's a martini bar, too. I love that. Perfect place for a romantic meal for a party with friends and family. They also have their secret cottages. Check them out at glenelleninn.com. Okay, so, Patty, we got an email for you. It says here, we're having trouble discerning the correct price for our property. It was appraised at $1.235 million. Zillow says it's worth $1.345 million, and our realtor recommends pricing it at $1,249,000, and a house down the street just sold for $1,190,000. I'm so confused.
It is confusing. I mean, and that's four different prices there, but really there's about 10 different opinions because there's the seller's family, the neighbors, the buyer, the buyer's
cat,
agent,
the dog,
cat,
the bird,
exactly, the appraiser, which does factor into this, yeah. Because if it doesn't appraise you, we've got issues. I mean, and then there's Zillow's opinion or the computer generated opinion, and which sometimes is amazingly right on, but often is off, very off. And if they were always off in the same direction, we could figure out
how.
But sometimes they're really low and sometimes they're really high. And when you get into the luxury market, like over 3 million, maybe over 4 or 5 million, Zillow is out to lunch.
Well, because they don't know. Well, one of the things is they don't know what it looks like inside with remodeling and all that, right?
And why is it like that? Because they're about 50%. They're like an $8 million house is often appraised at $4 million.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So that's why it's so confusing. So, you know, and sellers have their opinion, buyers have their opinion, but Zillow is the go-to for everyone these days, unfortunately.
There's also Trulia, too.
I liked Trulia better, but anyway, Zillow and Trulia are one and the same. Zillow bought Trulia.
Oh.
And Redfin is a company that is a brokerage company. And they don't really do a lot in they don't do a lot in the Bay Area, but people do use their site a lot. So that being said, how do you figure out what to price your property at? And really, the best source for pricing is an experienced agent, not just any agent, but someone that knows the neighborhood, knows what they're doing. They've been in the business for a long time. They know the cycles. They know what to do. And that is the most important question in real estate. How do I price my house? You know, really, not even necessarily what is my house worth, because bigger than that is, once you find that out, how do I price it? Do I price it a little bit lower and get the multiple offers? If it's a house that has a lot of issues, like a lot of steps on a busy street and it's a two bedroom, you better price it exactly where it's supposed to go because you're not getting multiple offers. You have a very narrow appeal. So what to do here? We've got Zillow at 1345 and we've got the appraiser at 1235, and I can tell you that often I get calls from appraisers and they're asking me, they haven't seen the property. Remember, the appraisers are looking at sold properties and they don't look at properties. So everyone thinks that the best source is an appraiser, but it's really not, because they're usually calling the agents and asking questions. And we usually don't have time to talk to them. And it's all subjective. Like, was that updated a lot? Well, yeah, it was. What does that even mean? They haven't seen it. You know, why is one house $2 million and the one down the street is $1.4 million? So anyway.
What's interesting about the question, Patty, is that it suggests that if they price it wrong, they're going to make less money. But isn't it true that in many markets, if not most Bay Area markets, if you price it too low, you're going to get multiple offers anyway?
It can be. But like I said, if it's a really unique, well, unique is being kind. If it's a property with two or three issues, like a busy street and lots of steps to go up in a two-bedroom house, and it's a cracked foundation, no. But at the same time, it's the market's kind of changing. So you don't want to price it too low. But really, the truth is, Mark, like you said, do not price it too high. Because anything that's not on for a New York minute, then what's wrong with it?
Yeah,
then
yeah.
it sits. Then the you know, spin from the agent is discounted. And 2 months later, you're going to get an offer, you know, 10, 20% less. Mm. And it's a grind. So the question from the viewer is, how should I price my house? Well, given all of those dynamics, the only issue is, what does your really experienced realtor say?
Yep,
and often what we do is bring in some of our colleagues, and 10 or 12 agents come through, and in a minute they'll say, here's what it's worth. And they have no axe to grind. They're not trying to get a listing. They're not trying to get it down for a buyer. It's simply professional courtesy and favor. So that's the deal. You need to find an agent that's really good.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I know that agents oftentimes will get a knock by consumers thinking, well, sure, you're happy to price it $100,000 too low because you'll just sell it faster, get your commission, and move on to the next one and leave me hanging, because it doesn't really impact your commission that much. How do you approach your clients and getting them giving them the best value for your services?
Well, I also have, realtors just want a high price so they make more commission. Like, neither of them really make sense, because we're here for the long haul and we're here for the referrals. We our business is always based on referral, and the word of mouth, bad word of mouth travels 7 times faster than a good referral.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and the truth is, putting all of that aside, people are honest. We're honest people. We want to do the right thing. We get joy out of having our clients win and getting as much as possible. And then the truth is, you might make suggestions, and if the seller doesn't want to take it, they don't want to take it. But anyway, the point is, really our commission is irrelevant.
Yeah. And you know, you really, at the end of the day, it's hard to fool the market.
It is.
It's really hard to fool the market. It's not completely efficient. It's not quite as efficient as the stock market, but we have a pretty efficient marketplace here in the Bay Area.
True. Yeah. I think of it as like water level. Water finds its level, and so does pricing.
Yep.
Regardless of where you start out, it's going to just find a level.
Yep. Agreed.
Yeah. Very good.
All right. Perfect timing for number three trivia
quiz
question. For what artistic reason were many males castrated in Europe in the 17th and 18th century?
A medical reason?
Artistic reason.
Oh, artistic reason.
Yeah, for what artistic reason? All right, that's our trivia question, all right? 888-912-1190. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. For information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
What do you do if your child can't hear or speak? Where do you go? Weingarten Children's Center provides innovative and effective therapy and education services to children with hearing and communication challenges to show that these children can have a voice. Support our programs by attending Tee Off for Our Kids, our benefit golf tournament on Monday, April 17th, hosted at the exclusive Peninsula Golf and Country Club in San Mateo, with lunch, golf, and dinner included. Buy tickets or support today at listenspeaklearn.org.
With the weather changing and plenty of sunshine heading our way, water sports seem to be on everyone's mind. For fun in the sun and water, 101 Surf Sports, located in San Rafael, is your destination. Honored as being the nation's number one stand-up paddleboard shop by the action water sports industry, 101 teaches stand-up paddle paddling, kayaking, windsurfing, kiteboarding, and surfing. Plus, you can rent or buy any equipment you need for your favorite water sport activity. Google 101surfsports.com or call 415-524-8492.
Now, back to the best of investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the best of investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Patty Cohen. Third trivia question was, for what artistic reason were many males castrated in Europe in the 17th and 18th century?
It was, they were singing, right?
Basically, yeah, to retain a high-pitched soprano singing voice.
Retain a high-pitched soprano singing voice.
So you didn't practice that?
I didn't practice that, no.
I know, I thought that was a joke when we were kids, but I guess, I don't know, he probably stole a joke. Quick mention here also, for the 101 Surf Sports located in 3rd Street in San Rafael, you guys ever done stand-up paddleboarding?
It's very difficult.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's good workout.
I thought it was pretty easy. Yeah. It's a good workout. I thought it was pretty easy workout too.
You're such a stud.
Oh, thank you very much.
Radio audience, if you could only see.
That's what they say. Got to face a radio. www.101surfsports.com or call 415-524-8492. It's not that hard.
I'm an indoor cat.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You know what? Paddleboarding indoors is tough.
Doesn't slide across that carpet very easily.
Yeah, exactly. And Patty, before we cut to break, didn't get a chance to tell people, you know,
your
phone number and everything.
Yeah, well, if you have any questions, no obligation whatsoever, I'm Patty Cohn, C-O-H-N. I'm with Pacific Union International in Marin County, cover some of the rest of the Bay Area, and I'm at 415-722-4842.
Very good.
And do take her up on that offer. It's really, you know, no obligation. And when a good realtor tells you that, they almost always mean it. It's really, yeah. I know people are afraid. They think they're going to get corralled into something or harassed mercilessly.
Patty's very good. She's very good. She's not high pressure like that. Yeah. No, it's very good to just get some good advice from her. And then if you like her, which you will, you may want to recommend her. Yeah. Okay. Mark, an email comes in for you. It says, my father passed away recently and left it. This kind of actually feeds into kind of what you were talking about on your other deal. Mm-hmm. My father passed away recently and left his house to me, my brother, and my sister. My brother lives in the house and wants to buy out mine and my sister's portion of the ownership, but he doesn't qualify for a bank loan. I know he could probably get a private loan, but what will a bank need to see from him in the future for him to qualify for a refinance?
Ooh, that's mouthful. Kind of a long one. Yeah, a long one. And so kind of to paraphrase that question, and this happens a lot. And what also happens a lot is, you know, the second parent passes and one of the beneficiaries, one of the children, are living in the home. And so without knowing the details about what they mean by they don't bank qualify, maybe they don't bank qualify now, but they could bank qualify later. So one of the things that we will do is we will consider helping that sibling or that beneficiary purchase the home, which really means buying out the siblings. So typically, if all three of them inherited the property and two would like to cash out, you know, oftentimes all three want to cash out. And sometimes they'll come to us for a loan to help them remodel the property so they can, you know, capture the most equity when they sell. Here in this case, two want to sell, one wants to keep it. And in fact, they're already living in it. So now we're talking about a consumer transaction, going back to what we talked about a couple of segments ago about it being consumer versus a an investment or flip type of situation. So it's a consumer situation. So the consumer protections come into mind, which come into play, which means, among other things, we have to determine the viability of the borrower and their ability to make the monthly payments. So we would look and see what kind of income he has. And we could look at different types of income than a bank. We'll look at more types of income than a bank, and we can look at expected, reasonably expected future income where many banks won't. So if we can look at all of that and we determine, you know what, we can paper this properly, we can demonstrate that yes, indeed, the borrower slash buyer can afford the payments on our loan, which are going to be higher than the payments on a conventional loan. Private money loans tend to be anywhere from 8 to 10%, depending on the variables, but you know, between 8 and 10% is pretty standard on the interest rate for a private real estate loan. And if we determine he has the ability to make those payments, the next thing we're going to look at is the exit strategy. We typically don't make, you know, 30-year loans or long-term loans. We're really a plan B strategy to, hey, let's capture the property for the client, and then, you know, we'll help them, or maybe they already have a relationship with a conventional mortgage broker, but if not, we'll help them find a conventional or a less expensive or lower rate exit. So if we determine that, you know, that in fact, you know, through a combination of maybe there's some credit repair that could be done, maybe he's got a score that could easily be bumped up 100 points if he did a few things, or he's got some expected future income, or other factors come into play, we would make that loan. We probably wouldn't make the loan if he's living in the house and has no job. But he thinks he could do this, that, or the other thing. In other words, sure, a wish and a prayer. Because again, we really, you know, we really aren't in the business of foreclosing. And if we make a loan, the payments have to be made. And so we're not in the business of bailing out people in financially distressed situations. Generally speaking, mostly it's a transactional distress.
How often do you lend someone the money, not for personal residence, but for a rental property? How often do you lend enough money where they say, "Lend me the extra money, still keep it below 70%, and keep a year's worth of payments basically to make the loan"?
Well, we can do that. That actually, in our industry, in the private money lending industry, it used to be actually quite common to make a loan that included interest, yeah, either an interest reserve or prepaid interest. I did many loans where a year's worth of interest was baked into the loan, as we call it. We would make them a loan for $100,000, and if it was a 12% loan, which wasn't uncommon many years ago, we'd add $12,000 to that amount, and maybe we'd add the fees on top of that, and maybe we'd make them a loan for $120,000, after the fees and the reserves and et cetera, they'd basically get in their pockets $100,000, assuming there wasn't any debt on the property, and they wouldn't have to make a payment. Those have tended to fall out of favor nowadays, because what we found is the actual likelihood of default is actually pretty high, yeah, in a prepaid interest loan. So even on the investment side, we're not making as many of those. And among the predatory lending practices decreed by the Dodd-Frank financial reforms, it's actually illegal now for a lender,
for a personal residence
on a consumer purpose loan, for us to charge prepaid interest. We are not allowed to collect more than 60 days advance interest on a consumer purpose loan. So we're not even if the borrower wants it, we can't give it
can't
to them.
But on a rental property, I guess if the loan to value is low enough.
If the loan to value is low enough,
you might still entertain it.
Right. Well, and again, we're looking to do no harm. And I really truly mean that. And there are a lot of really, really good companies in the private lending industry. There are some not so good. There are some loan-to-own companies out there, people that will make you a loan, and if you don't pay, they're going to foreclose right away. We want to make loans that, as part of a strategy to either sell the property or get cheaper financing. We do not want you to get stuck with our loans. So if we think that, you know, and we do get these requests sometimes, you know, I need 100% financing, or I need cash out financing on rental property or investment property. I want you to bake in the interest, and I just need to net this much out. Well, how are you going to pay us back? Well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And they don't really have a plan.
Yeah.
And we're nervous about those. We don't want people stuck in our loans.
Well, I heard about one loan request. This guy owns property on both sides of an airstrip.
Oh.
And yeah, there's nothing on it. I mean, he wants to
not very marketable.
Yeah, exactly. And he says, yeah, he goes, give me a 3-year loan for like $2 million. And says, well, what's the exit strategy? He goes, I don't know. That's why I'm asking for the loan. It'll take me 2 or 3 years to figure it out.
Let me think about it. No.
All right.
For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com.
Don't touch that dial. Best of Investing. We'll be right back with some closing comments.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Edward Brown here to tell you that I just had a 30-year-old client purchase a $500,000 life insurance policy that is guaranteed to stay the same price for the next 35 years. And here's the best part. It cost only $36 per month, and it was from a major, well-known life insurance company. Imagine, this person will probably never have to buy another life insurance policy ever. I am completely independent, so I run the numbers through my software, and out pops the least expensive policies from among hundreds of the finest carriers. For your free quote, please call our Best of Investing hotline number at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190 for a free, no obligation life insurance quote. I will personally call you back after the show. Imagine buying one inexpensive life insurance policy that is guaranteed not to increase for 35 years. Call 888-912-1190 today.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Patty Cohen. Patty, let's end up on a high note.
Well, it's a hot market, and as evidenced by the U.S. economy is on pace for 10-year growth forecast, which is the longest stretch of prosperity on record.
So that'd be 10 years between cycles.
Yeah,
10 years. And we've never had 10 years go by?
I thought we did. Apparently not.
Wow.
Yeah. So they project that the U.S. job market will grow by 3.2% over the next 4 years, and forecast jobs to improve by 1.5% in 2017, gradually slowing. And of course, what's going to help is relaxed regulations and lower taxes, and also projected to benefit the American economy. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely happening, and we're waiting for when the other shoe is going to drop. And it really, like, we're seeing it slow, but it's still the rate of appreciation is slowing, but it's still hot.
I've heard some predictions about, you know, the stock market going up like crazy, like something ridiculous, like 40,000. You know, but then
really?
It's going to come back down like even faster. That's, you know, but
if anybody could even remotely accurately predict that, they probably wouldn't share that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I remember when the stock market was at 2000.
Yeah.
And I remember telling clients, I said, listen, the market's going to hit 4,000. I just don't know when.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
We're all going to die.
Yeah,
I just don't know when.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
So, you know, how much credit do I get for that?
Well, and there are other articles in support of that. I'm seeing a lot of articles that are pretty bullish on the economy. Here's a Fannie Mae report, and these guys are the Fannie Mae Economic and Strategic Research Report, a highly followed report. Says thanks to rising household net worth and healthy jobs data, consumer spending should remain the primary driver of growth. And for those of you who know a little bit about the economics, consumer spending is a very, very important part of the economy and economic growth. Consumer sentiment is always a future driver.
Well, and if you keep taxes low, are a lot of people going to save that money, or are they going to spend it?
Yeah.
General business and economic sentiment remains strong despite policy uncertainty. Home sales should continue to improve this year despite affordability challenges, including continued strong home price appreciation due to scarce inventory. And then it goes on to say, tight inventory remains a boon to home prices and Americans' net worth, but it also continues to price out many would-be first-time home buyers. However, our research suggests that aging millennials, now boasting higher real wages, are beginning to narrow the homeownership attainment gap.
Wait a minute, did you say aging millennials? You're making me feel really old now.
40-year-olds.
Aging millennials. Yeah. Is there such a thing at our age, right? Yeah. Wow. So anyway, you know, that's all really good. And you know, the Fed, you know, raised the interest rate again this week. The stock market did not crash. Mortgage rates, which are long term, not really based on the short term federal funds rate, which went up, but still, you know, adjusted upwards a little bit, not a huge amount. This week we're at about the average 30-year, I think, is 4.3%, which is the highest it's been in 2017. And that's up from about a low of 3.7 within the last few months. So it's, you know, it's up 60 basis points. Still very, very affordable if your income is up in the Bay Area, and many incomes are, you can still, there's still a lot of home that you can buy here in the Bay Area.
And before we cut out, Mark, your fund is still paying over, what, 7.5%, isn't it?
We just released for February, and we were at an annualized rate of 7.6%. So we're, yes, we've been pretty much right around, you know, between 7.5% and 8% up and down on an annualized yield.
For more information on that?
Yep, pacificprivatemoney.com.
All right, we're going to cut out for today. Here's our thoughts for the day. Life will always throw you curves. Just keep fouling them off.
Yes.
The right pitch will come, and when it does, be prepared to run the bases. I like that.
Nice.
And Yogi Berra, we love him, said, Little League Baseball is a very good thing because it keeps the parents off the streets.
Exactly.
So true. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.